Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have some number ones to discuss. Number one to infinity. And what was that album called?
Yeah, number one to infinity.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm. I almost said infinity and beyond, but.
Well, that was the Buzz Lightyear collab.
Yeah. Ariana got that number one.
Sure did.
This week.
Debuted.
Yeah, and.
Yeah, and number one. Her seventh number one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She actually didn't start hitting number ones until, I believe, Thank You Next era. Which
oh.
Which is interesting.
The yes.
Because she deserved well before that, like Break Free and.
One Last Time.
And One Last Time.
Did that go number one?
Into You. Nope. Actually, I have it right here because I was very curious, like, why, when she started
getting.
Do you
dare?
I was. Ariana Grande number ones. How many number ones does she have?
She's tied with Taylor, right?
No. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tying with Taylor for the most among women.
Get a good lawyer.
More on that later.
Okay. Started off in 2018 with Thank You Next.
Wow.
Seven Rings. Stuck With You with Justin Bieber. Rain On Me with Lady Gaga.
Bob, Grammy Award winning.
Positions.
Oh.
Save Your Tears with The Weeknd.
Oh.
Die For You with The Weeknd.
Oh.
And Yes And. But yeah, we.
One more time.
One more time.
Into You.
You know, there's a level of taste that
yeah.
God is a woman, you know?
No tears left to cry.
No tears left to cry.
She loves a staircase.
She does. The higher the ponytail and the higher staircase to heaven.
Closer to a number one.
Closer. Yeah, exactly. But congratulations to Ari, who continues to be unveiling, I think she's on her fifth album cover of the moment. Did you see the latest?
Yep, the pony, double pony.
Double pony power. Very, yeah, be your own fucking best friend.
Oh.
I think it's her leaning on herself.
That's a slay.
I like that one.
Yeah.
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 Considering the first four were just like,
hey, ha, ha, ha. Just like doing the Macarena.
And
like,
all blurry to match her vision. But yeah, I'm excited to see where we go next with this. But it is officially a hit. So take that, Twitter gays who
yeah,
called it
haters.
Mid. Yeah, haters.
It also goes off, by the way.
By the way, it goes off.
Because, well, yes.
Well, yes, and
this past, yesterday night. Played twice, mm-hmm. and the girls were living, so a bop is a bop.
Bop is a bop. It's true. Thanks for coming out to Well Yes.
Well Yes! Also, speaking of Ariana, did you see the post on Instagram of, like, them rapping Wicked, and it was the shadows of
yes.
the two characters?
Miss Glinda, yes.
Yeah, she's starting.
She's ending.
Oh.
They're done. She's really upset about it. She said she wishes she could film with this crew forever, and she got matching tattoos with Cynthia Erivo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Of like what? What would you get for Wicked?
The name of the
playbill?
The song that they do together.
Defying Gravity?
No.
That's Wicked, right?
Yes, it is. But they got a tattoo. Hold on, I'll show you. I think they even took the picture together.
A witch hat.
Oh yeah, it says "For Good." That's the name of the song.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's actually cute. I don't like tattoos, but that's cute. I don't believe in anything being permanent.
Well, we all slowly return to the land once we pass, so I think nothing's really permanent. And nothing really matters. Yes, and.
Nothing really matters. More on that later, too. Well, Ariana wasn't the only one to go number one this week. We have some...
Yeah, that's right.
Shockingly, like, bizarre, but petty also news. Slay news.
The petty top 50.
Yeah. The current iTunes chart is so wild and literally causing mayhem.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a certain man who released a song called Selfish this week.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. As you just watched that dust bowl ball fly past your window.
Yeah. Crickets. But Britney has a song called Selfish on Femme Fatale, The Girls Who Know Know.
Some would say it's called Sailfish.
Yeah.
If you really know. Be a little sailfish.
Climbing the charts.
Climbing the iTunes chart. Briefly.
Yeah, she did go number one for a hot second.
Yes.
Currently lingering at 2.
Yes.
Which is still higher than the other one.
Uh-huh.
Underneath Ben Shapiro.
We are in a really dark timeline. I thought things were getting better.
It's no, clearly,
this is not.
The top four is causing mayhem.
Yeah, it is. The funny part of all of this is, well, number one, it's iTunes. And I feel like that means, first of all, I don't even think Gen Z knows what iTunes is.
No, it's a separate app now that you can delete off your phone.
Seven adult elder millennials fighting over the number one spot on iTunes using their $7. Like, I think that's all that is. But also, it's funny because it did prompt all of these outlets to cover this. So now everything from Forbes to whatever, everything is
Billboard
covering
posted about it.
Britney's Selfish, which is just funny because it's truly such a random song that nobody except for the stand-up knows. So I do appreciate that. And Selfish is great. So slay.
Yeah. I mean,
pettiness won.
I would have preferred Seal It With a Kiss if we're going to give Femme Fatale more justice, but...
I get it.
Or Trip to Your Heart.
I know. It's just, I guess it was really sitting right there.
Yeah.
Same title.
I did see, like, Stan's Xing, tweeting, whatever, about, like, oh, release a song called this next so we can make it chart.
Oh, yeah. When he releases Inside Out.
Oh. But, yeah, that is... That's the iTunes charts, everybody. I am excited to see where the streams land.
Yeah.
Because
that's the actual telltale of if anybody's listening.
Yeah, because Femme Fatale did fall on like the fence of we were buying it on iTunes and Spotify wasn't really like the thing yet.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm kind of curious to see what...
Do you dare?
Yeah.
I agree. I don't know if it's being streamed, but we'll see.
We'll have to wait and see, and we'll let you know next
week. Yeah, we'll let you know next week if it's on the today's top hits.
Yeah, if it's on official charts, charts data.
Yeah.
Well, this is called Legends Only for a reason, and this week, a lot of our legends collided. Oh, what's that song? Oh.
Yeah, Leona Lewis.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah, it was a real legend on legend affair this week. Something was in the air. Something was happening.
I'm feeling it.
Well, this was a great week to be a Sarah Michelle Gellar fan from start to finish because she kicked off the week by going to Vegas and seeing Miss Kylie Minogue at Voltaire. And I will also point out that Sarah has been there from the beginning. She was talking about Kylie on Late Night, like in, when Can't Get You Out of My Head came out, and she was talking about Kylie's butt. She's been in the trenches. Yeah, she was there with her gaze. They took photos together backstage. You know, I don't want to claim that I'm responsible, but it's just interesting timing that I kicked off my Buffy first ever binge watch and followed Kylie all over the country and world last year. This is the ultimate final answer to my what I did. This is manifestation.
It kind of is.
My year was like all SMG and Kylie, and to see them take a selfie together was like, okay,
You manifested Kylie and SMG. I manifested John Summit and Dom Dalla.
It's very on the same level.
And yes. Kygo and Ava.
Yes.
I'm like, I had no involvement. This is absolutely nothing to do with me, but
yeah,
it feels like the universe is aligning.
It does. It feels like a gift, and we were blessed. So you're welcome, everyone, basically, is what I'm saying. And also, SMG like posted a very mothering caption along with it, which just proved that I stand the right one. She said, Vegas High, if you can, go see Kylie at Venetian. The theater is amazing. It's a major vibe. Best night with the boys and the woman I call mother.
Wow. Oh,
mother, mother.
Don't call me mother.
And then she capped off the week by appearing on Drag Race season 16. And I'm not even being biased. The comments are flying in that she was one of the best guest judges they've ever had. She talked so much. She gave so much constructive criticism and had good feedback as an actor and a performer. She did the Untucked and she talked about the drag bands and how important it was to be an ally and be outspoken. I mean, she, mothering all over. So she talked about how she's a slayer. So she's been slaying bitches forever. It was just...
Oh, wow, the buffessance.
The buffessance. We're ready. I'm ready for her to appear in something like worth her talent now. I keep saying it, like a White Lotus moment, a Ryan Murphy moment, something where they like give the Renaissance.
Traitors.
No. Salt Lake City.
Yeah, literally.
Receipts, vampires, steaks.
Well, speaking of Traitors, not sponsored, but I just saw that it's like their number one show on
Peacock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm sure.
Charlie XCX tweeted that her next album is very Salt Lake City.
Yes, which literally I have no idea what that means.
No.
But I do know, I believe she just broke up with her man. Oh. So I think chaos is going to ensue. So I think that maybe that aligns with the general vision, the mood board for this album.
Wow.
Watch out, everybody. But yeah. So
I still need to watch Buffy.
You do. You absolutely do. But we're getting you chugging right along. For those who missed it.
Oh my God. Breaking news, everybody. I finally watched Drop Dead Gorgeous.
You're welcome, everyone. Ever. This was my demand, my next pick for him to watch. I'm slowly giving him movie ideas. However, thanks to the live chat we just had, we now have an actual document.
Oh yeah, our Patreon subs are preparing a ranked tier list of priority.
Basically,
of what I need to catch up on.
As you explained during the live chat, between the years 96 to 2003, you were outside playing and you did not have time for movies. So you missed for everything from Cruel Intentions to The Craft to Drop Dead Gorgeous to just Scream, a lot of these. So we are slowly catching you up.
I was an outside kid until The Sims.
It's just
like sneaking in to watch MTV.
A slight cultural blind spot, but we're filling you in. And now there's like references you'll get in like future films and pop culture that are like, oh, from that movie.
Well, want to know what really creeped me out in that movie?
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting there watching this.
Yeah.
You know, the edibles hitting.
Yeah.
And the one girl during her talent performance, when she's doing that like spoken word.
Oh, the dramatic monologue.
She's like, the year 2024. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what? How did she know?
Oh my God. Especially when you're edible, that was probably hitting really hard.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. And I'd like rewind it. I was like, did she just say that or am I falling asleep?
Oh my God.
But Alice and Janney in this movie was so fucking good.
Ate up the role. So many quotes.
Do you think a nice cool mint would help if I shoved it up your ass? Like Loretta needs a spinoff. Did
Loretta,
she have a spinoff?
No, but it would be beautiful. Yeah, Loretta stole the show. But also, now you also got to see young Denise Richards.
Yes.
You know, you understand.
Very Regina George.
Absolutely.
Like Regina George was totally inspired
Absolutely.
By this character.
Yes. I feel like this was one of the premier dark comedies that definitely inspired the meanness of Mean Girls for sure. Yeah.
Also, who came first, Loretta or Lorraine on Mad TV?
Oh, I believe Loretta.
Because it's literally Lorraine.
You're right. Oh, two queens.
Ugh, so good.
My obsession with the Minnesota accent, Mount Rose beauty pageant, all of it.
Going to Mount Rose.
The late Brittany Murphy with one of the best.
He's gay!
He's gay, Dad. Peter's gay.
She's skinny, Amber. She's not deaf. I have heard people say that so many times, and I'm like, I don't get it. Who's Amber? I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm so glad you saw it. It's not like the most obvious one, as we pointed out, is hard to find. It's not even on streaming at the moment, which is actually a crime against humanity, but it's essential. It's like such a core part of my humor and personality.
There were a couple of things in there that I would have, you know, I was like, oh, we said that.
I told you the 2000s were quite a time. 99, 2000.
Yeah.
We said words then that we don't now. That's for sure.
Some people still do.
Some people do.
But anyway, we stand. Can't wait to see what is going to be on the list next. I heard Wild Things, Cruel Intentions, The Craft, The Scream Series, First Wives Club. Yeah.
We're going to get you through it.
I'll get there. Okay. Well, another legend met another legend.
That's true.
At Dior, Rihanna met Natalie Portman and was fangirling.
Oh my God.
Over her.
So good.
Rihanna is so tall.
I don't think she is. I think she's wearing something tall.
Oh.
Because I think she's not.
Because like in the video that she did with Michaela, the Mua, on TikTok, she's like 7 feet tall. Higher than her.
Okay, well, she's 5'8", which is...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought she was like 6'3".
Okay, Natalie is my height. I think she's she's shorter. She's 5'3". So that's why. So a 5'3 Natalie meeting 5'8 Rihanna, probably in crazy heels, probably did look crazy.
Slay.
Yeah.
Pint-sized queens.
Pint-sized queens. But yeah, she dubbed her something. What did she say to her?
Oh, she was just like, you're so
hot.
She's
the hottest bitch in Hollywood. Loved that for her.
Natalie's like, oh my God, I'm going to faint.
Yep, Natalie didn't get that, you know, May-December nomination, but she got that seal of approval from Rihanna, which is even better, in my opinion.
That's all you need.
Exactly. She said, I am a fucking fan. You're one of those hottest bitches in Hollywood forever. You do the most innocent look, and I'm like, ah.
True.
It's true. She didn't lie.
Also this week on SNL... Speaking of Mean Girls,
yeah,
Regina George of this was me then, this is me now, basically a promo.
Oh my God, yeah.
Regina's of the past and present all met and did the Spider-Man meme. Wait, is Megan Thee Stallion, is she a Regina too?
So she's in that new, she collabed with Renee.
Right.
And she was Regina in the video.
So oh, okay.
That's
got
how
it,
she
got
gets
it, got it.
To be Regina as well. Yes. Yeah, this was a Spider-Man meme pointing at each other. Regina on Regina action. I'm glad that Rachel McAdams is like back in the fold of like acknowledging the legend. Because for a moment there, she was sitting out on that Walmart commercial and she said, no thanks, I choose my own destiny.
Yeah, okay, posh Spice.
Yes, it was giving posh. So I'm glad that she's like giving into it now. Yep, Renee performed with Megan. And who's that queen? She does the Prosecco? I'm still not over it. But I will get over myself.
Who's
this queen?
It's fine.
It's fine.
I mean, I sit here. I just admitted I've never seen like First Wives Club.
I know.
I saw Clueless for the first time like last year.
I know.
So,
but you're getting there.
Like I said on the live chat, I was fighting the fight for Superficial by Hattie Montag when no one cared. When it sold 1,000 copies in its first week.
More on
and
that.
Now... I get to say I was ahead of my time.
You absolutely were.
So, anyway, well, speaking of legendary meetups,
yeah,
the Rats will soon be meeting all of you at Joanne's Trattoria, not sponsored, announcing drag shows.
Drag me to Joanne's. It feels like something that should have been happening from the beginning. Lady Gaga's family restaurant in New York City, where we famously, we talk about it weekly. We've gone a few times.
Yeah, I've gotten chicken parm twice.
Yeah, Seafood Mac here. The restaurant owned by her parents, Joe and Cynthia, will launch a weekly drag show series beginning on Valentine's Day.
Wow, I guess they lifted the drag ban.
I guess. Her father must be pleased, the Republican that he is. Jupiter Genesis.
Allegedly. Well, no, he tweeted
it. Jupiter Genesis will host the shows held every Wednesday and will feature various drag queens throughout the month of February. And the evening promises ample Lady Gaga action for fans of the artist. Doors at 6, shows at 7, running till 9, no cover charge, just your meal, which is actually amazing. you just get to go eat at a restaurant anyway, and then there's a drag show. That's good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think we might have to do this 1 week.
Oh, I absolutely want to go.
Just like right in front of my chicken parm?
Yeah.
You're
yes! Go off, queen!
You're doing Donatella, and I'm trying to eat my salad. Yeah, the rats will be coming out of the kitchen to clap and applaud, applaud, applaud.
Oh, my God. The thing is, it's like, I could see a movie like Ratatouille, but like set in Joanne's.
Absolutely. Yeah, this was...
A drag queen comes to New York to make it big.
This was sent to us many times, obviously. This is a very much of interest for the pod news item. And who knows, maybe it'll continue as a successful franchise for the Germanatas while she's busy, question mark, in the studio, being a clown.
Yeah, I feel like she's doing VO for Joker 2.
Right, I'm not convinced quite yet. I'm not convinced.
But yeah, we'll see. Me neither.
We'll see, though.
Maybe, I saw the NerdTech ad again on YouTube. Oh.
You know, I just realized, like, couldn't she, wouldn't she, at some point, make a cameo?
Probably unannounced.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because that would be madness.
And I do
it's
think...
a small space.
I actually, yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like Little Monsters will, like, pack the place waiting for the cameo every time. And all they're going to get is a fire safety hazard. Well, we'll see. Hopefully nobody's throwing up paint on you while you're eating. Remember that era?
God. Or like puking the slime up.
Yes.
Don't eat the seafood. I just watched Drop Dead Gorgeous.
She ate my heart.
My mother said, don't eat anything that carries its house around. Yes. You don't know the last time it's been cleaned. Is it
such
that true?
Huh?
Like, that's so true.
It's so
like,
true.
Why would you want to eat a crab that like shits in its shell? Like,
it's delicious. I eat it all
ew,
up.
No.
Well.
Fish are friends, not food, first of all. And the scene from Shark Tale where the shrimp begged to not be eaten convinced me.
I know, that was very traumatizing.
I feel so bad for them. They're so cute.
I'm going to be eating my seafood mac while you're horrified and we're listening to fucking Born This Way ball.
See, like, that's a VO job that I want. It's like one of those little shrimp.
I know, you're destined to be a little shrimp in an animated...
You're a good person. And then it's just like, one day.
Added to the list.
Anywho.
My Stephanie Germanato.
Now that she's in actress mode.
She is in actress mode, despite what, I mean, I don't know. I still think if it's music, I just think it's for Joker. I don't know.
Yeah, or it's pickups, like.
Not convinced.
Yeah, because in a movie, I mean, you guys will probably know this, but like you redo most of your lines in like a studio after.
Yeah.
Because when you're on set, you know.
Yeah. And we know that she's from the paparazzi footage singing like on the steps of the stairs and everything like that. So maybe they're fully recording those songs, obviously. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, the Oscar nominations are out. And did you have to go back to therapy again? Or?
I only one session so far. The live chat audience knows that I was so incensed by the Barbie discourse that I actually did talk about it to my therapist later that night. The Oscar nominations are out. Of the films, Barbie got 8 nominations, including we've got I'm Just Ken and What Was I Made For Best Original Song.
If I'm Just Ken wins that, I'm just going to say then we can bring
there
the
will
discourse.
Be, we can there will riot. Be a riot. Yeah, I agree with you.
Because... In my opinion, that was the worst part of the movie.
Like, a lot of people loved cut. That.
Why?
A lot of people love Ken. A lot of people.
Why? Anyway, I would have personally cut that out of the movie, but that's I'm not a director, okay? I'm just a gay with a podcast, so.
Well, you're not nominated for Best Director, and neither is Greta, and that's why everyone is mad.
I'm Best Director of this podcast.
Yes, yeah. Basically, my whole thing, and I will keep it short, is that Margot made the movie. She is the producer. And because I covered the campaign extensively for work, I watched a lot of her interviews. And she was so proud of the fact that she got her foot in the door, made Mattel make this movie happen, despite all the odds of possibly fucking up the franchise and making fun of it. And, you know, she swore it would be a $1 billion thing. She won. It was a $1 billion franchise. Biggest selling movie of 2023. Nominated for Best Picture. If that wins, she wins that Oscar. She gets that. She did not get lead actress, and people are mad about that. It was shocking because, like, obviously it's such a big movie, But it's not a film that got overlooked either. It got 8 nominations. For a movie that isn't Oscar bait anyway, it's like a fun movie, and the Oscars are like heavy drama, yeah, whatever. I'm like, that's wonderful for a movie that was like very mass appeal, commercial. Like, I thought she was great, but then you have, you know, which people are overlooking. Best Supporting Actor was Ryan, which everyone is pissed about, you know, Ken, but not Barbie. But then America Ferrera got Supporting Actress. So, like, there's one of each, an actress and actor in supporting. It's not like he got lead actor. And then, of course, Greta got adapted screenplay, which is a little fucked because adapted means you're basing it on, like, previous work.
Yeah.
And they cited the Barbie dolls as, like, the original work, but there's no written text there to adapt. So I feel like that is a weird...
Those old CGI movies.
Oh, my God.
Probably.
Yeah. So that was kind of a weird moment. But I just think the success of the movie has to do with those two, Margot and Greta, making it that way. Like,
right, like making it happen was more of the win.
Yeah. It's not like a patriarchy issue because those women made the movie happen. I don't know. I don't feel particularly... The directing one, I could have the conversation more because that's really interesting.
That was the only one where I was like, oh, how do you not honor, like, at least nominate the director of the biggest movie of the year?
Yeah, yeah.
Is weird. Yeah.
But, you know, her words are nominated, so she could still win an Oscar. Margot could still win an Oscar. For me, I also felt like Barbie was very much an ensemble victory. Like, I felt like all of the parts of Barbie made it great. I didn't really feel like it was just all on Margot as much as it was like weird Barbie.
It was everyone.
Alan
made it.
So the
Barbieverse.
The Barbieverse. And
production design got nominated, which is like one of the best parts of the movie is totally. The set design.
And I do think it sort of speaks volumes if like you're only mad about like the actress category. It means how little you think about other categories being.
Yeah, where was this energy when Burlesque got snubbed?
Exactly. Well, yes, that's
Express for best song. How about that? Where was the hashtag Hillary Barbie tweet for that? Hashtag Hillary Express. You haven't seen The Last of Me. Like, where was that energy?
Hashtag Hillary Wagon Wheel with Tootsie.
I'm sorry that...
I can't, but...
I just see the humor in everything now because it's...
It's also funny. I didn't actually care at all about the discourse until I saw that LA Times article that I can't believe even ran that was like, I bet people want to throw some of the Academy members out the window for that one.
Okay, like, relax.
We all need to really relax here.
Was it the same one that did the Gaylor?
No, but I mean, some writers are on one right now, I will say. I just think it was so over the top and it's about... Oh, this exactly demonstrates how the movie's theme. And I'm like, they made the movie. If you liked Ken in the movie, it's because Greta wrote him and Margot produced it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
How about that? I haven't paid attention. Number one, I just saw Drop Dead Gorgeous like yesterday. So I have not been paying attention to the Oscars since ever.
And I can't even speak to the other performances because I haven't seen so many of them, but I question how many of those people saw any of the other performances but got mad about, you know.
Where was the Meg 2?
Where was the Meg 2?
Like,
let's talk about it.
What about her?
Meg, nominated for Best Actress.
What about Meg M3gan?
Where is she?
Where is her lead actress nom?
Well, we aren't talking about the biggest snub because it's too upsetting, of course, but Miss Addison Rae and Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Hello.
Literally.
Saved the economy with that career-defining performance. I did hear she was very good in it. I don't know. I thought it was all silly, and then I saw people getting truly riled up about the patriarchy and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, sorry. I don't know why I even let it get to me like that. It just did.
I got a hate tweet.
Oh, yeah, I got a hate tweet. Not even. Actually, most people agreed with me that it was like way over the top.
Well, on the subject of Barbie, we do have some... I am excited to see the final Barbie look for
my God.
The Oscars.
Yes.
And Perched.
Yes.
So speaking of looks, I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion. She was snubbed!
Put on your, what do they call it in Drop Dead Gorgeous? The swimsuit or whatever it was. I forget.
Oh, it was like evening wear and then You mean the category?
Yeah. How they have to like change into
athletic
their...
athletic or...
Anyway, there is a new Barbie book coming out from Margot Robbie's stylist, Andrew Mukamal. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And it is called Barbie, the World Tour. And it's all the looks as Barbie.
This is a dream come true.
I feel like this is a win.
Yeah.
Like, this is cooler than an Oscar.
Absolutely. I feel like, especially because of the Hollywood strikes, which stopped most of the red carpets before they even got started, this is probably going to encapsulate everything that was planned, too.
The sketches.
I'm guessing.
The mood boards.
Like, there's probably shots of her, like, just modeling the looks, you know, in a hotel or whatever. I think this is very cool. She made red carpets very exciting for the short time we were allowed to see them.
Yeah.
It'll all lead up to the Oscars look, I'm sure. That's a lot of pressure, actually, but I'm sure it'll be great.
I'm sure they've had it planned, though.
Like, yeah.
Because you know the rollout, the timeline.
Totally. It's going to be some amazing vintage Barbie, for sure. Yeah, I just love the idea of this. I love the cover of it. It's Margot with all of her little accessories and the shoes and purses.
I need Beyonce to do this with Renaissance.
Yes. Just the opening ballad section alone.
Is literally this.
Yes, absolutely.
Where's that coffee table book, Beyonce? Where are the visuals?
It really should come.
But yeah, I don't know when this is coming out to let the girls know.
Yeah,
not sponsor,
I don't know,
but...
we love Barbie the World Tour. Great, great idea. A capitalist dream, honestly, this whole franchise. Like, they just nailed it.
They did.
Yeah. Well, it's, as you know, Fashion Week every week around the world.
I know, it's starting up again.
It's Couture Week, and there is a show that is causing pandemonium across my timeline, my For You page, and I just want to give it a shout out in case you haven't seen it. It's the Maison Margiela Couture by John Galliano, which has makeup by Pat McGrath, where the models look like painted porcelain dolls. Their faces look like glass. And people are just absolutely freaking out about this collection. It's really fucking cool, otherworldly, strange. But people are...
Tits out.
People are gagging over the makeup looks and like rushing out to get this like spray-on glass style just to like emulate it. I haven't seen a panic like this in quite some time in fashion world, but, you know, just a little actual high fashion editorial moment here. Shout out to something that has actually inspired and excited the girls is always exciting.
Know what this reminds me of?
Oh.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
The Fighter music video.
Honestly.
And also, I am, who am I? Am I who am I?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
The hair styling and the outfits.
You're right.
And the walks where they're doing that kind of like, it's literally Fighter by Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, they're doing sort of like disjointed, strange walking. No, I know. It's there's articles about how this is going to change fashion and stuff and how much people are gagged by this collection. So shout out to, and also Gwendolyn Christie, who closed out the show with the like, very cool tits out look, stole the show. There's a lot of great looks though.
Yeah.
Art. I mean,
theatrics.
It's cool. I'm seeing like, I follow a lot of MUAs and a lot of them are like gagging and freaking out that this makeup look even happened. So,
oh, they're going to be doing the tutorials.
Oh, absolutely.
Jaclyn Hill is going to put down that Stanley.
Hairy doll makeup.
Did you see Jaclyn Hill did some like sponsored event,
mm-hmm.
and her look was literally Christina Aguilera.
No, I did not.
It was like this leather oversized jacket that reminded me of Stripped live in the UK.
Uh-huh.
But like, yeah, because we know Christina loves like that big black leather oversized shoulder.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was giving Xtina again. I've made up this narrative, by the way, that like Jaclyn Hill is an Xtina fan, but I feel like she has to be.
No, she said that. She said that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so.
This shade is so good.
And I'd like to give a shout out to, I don't know if you follow her at all, Erin Parsons, the makeup girl on TikTok.
No.
She likes to collect like makeup from the 1900s and stuff. And she...
The 1900s?
Mm-hmm.
They had makeup then?
I mean, like, the you know, the early 1930s. She tries to get Marilyn Monroe's original lipstick, all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. But she actually, like, did a deep dive of this show and pointed out the reference from Fellini's Casanova. And it even the movements in the movie are what they emulate on the runway. So she kind of showed, like, what the inspiration was for this show, which is very cool. Yeah.
That one outfit looks like Bob the Drag Queen's celebration tour opening.
Oh, yes, yes.
Marie Antoinette. I mean, obviously, like, yeah. Madonna, but...
Who know.
Well, fashion.
I have fashion friends and I loved watching them collectively get riled up. And I was like, oh, this is actually a moment. Okay.
Yeah. Cause I mean, there's such an element of theater to it
mm-hmm.
that kind of was gone.
Yes. That is true.
Yeah.
Look at us.
The intersection of fashion, theatrics, production, and music.
And I should point out, speaking of burlesque, that the theme for the runway was A Night of 1,000 Shares. And one of the queens did share promoting burlesque red carpet. Yes. And it was just like her in a leather jacket. You know, they still do that Getty image. Yeah,
I remember. Oh, I remember.
I did die when I saw that. But actually, for the most part, the runway was a sleigh because a lot of Cher's iconic looks are just sort of award show performances and TV shows and not only like music video. So they were able to get in a lot of really good iconic Bob Mackie looks and stuff.
Speaking of burlesque, not sponsored, but I did see that the show in the UK got extended through the fall. I got an email that was like new dates.
Oh my goodness. That's a good thing, right?
So yeah, I think it's at two different theaters or whatever, but.
Well, we're just going to have, we got plenty of time to go.
Yeah, we do. So we'll see what happens with that.
We will.
Not sponsored. Well, I think it's time for our next segment that we like to call
TikTok Talk.
I should just do a Minnesota accent.
You should, this entire honestly. Time.
During the entire TikTok Talk, we got Addison. I don't even know what I think that
just
out.
Transformed into like Brooklyn.
Yeah, that was like Jersey, meets
yeah.
Australian. Anyway, Addison Rae is back.
Back again.
With a fucking Super Bowl ad. I mean, legends only.
She is selective with her work at this point. Super Bowl ads are nothing. I cannot, and yet I can. She is doing an ad for Nerd's upcoming Super Bowl commercial where she's coaching a mystery student and the ultimate star of the game day commercial on dance moves for a performance set to the classic What a Feeling. She plays a vinyl record of the song, shows off her dancing, and hits the splits as she works hard. We don't know who the mystery student is yet.
No, there's like a mystery person that she's teaching these dances to.
She tells people, I can't say too much about who I'm coaching, but I think it's going to be a very exciting reveal. Obviously, I had to work very hard to coach it, so we'll see how the star does on the final performance.
Huh.
Huh.
Now, this ad is giving... Do you guys want to rock the spots, ladies?
It's like, extremely it's, twister
this
dance.
This is her twister dance moment.
It is.
Also, why is Nerds doing a Super Bowl ad is what I... Like,
yeah.
You have that kind of money?
I think so. They're like always, you know, at the movie theaters and stuff.
Right. So it's like, why do you need a Super Bowl ad?
Like, needed to
how do you not know what a nerd is?
To remind the girls, I suppose, what a nerd is. And maybe Gen Z doesn't know Nerds as well.
Oh.
I don't know.
Who do you think the guest is? Do you think it's like something funny or like an actual legend?
I don't. Like, obviously, my head went to Britney first, but I don't think she's doing it in like commercials or anything like that.
Yeah, for Nerds candy too.
Yeah, and to be like coaching a legend feels like weird. Like, maybe it's somebody funny, probably like Travis Kelce or like a football superstar or something. I feel.
Do like, they have a mascot?
Because I feel like it would be disrespectful if she was like coaching a pop legend.
Well, some of them she should be coaching because she's out here moving better than a lot of these girls.
Well, now you said it. She's got a real sense of humor about this. She posted a grid, including her quote to Billboard, where she said, "Honestly, I'm in my Nerds gummy cluster era. I'm soft on the inside, but got to be a little bit guarded sometimes going into the year, protecting my soft center." She's very self-aware for as ditzy, pop girly as she comes across.
I do love a nerd's rope.
Oh,
not
yeah.
sponsored.
Way to rock the ropes, ladies.
Watch, it's like Janet or someone like
that's
legendary.
What I was thinking, but then I was like, that would feel so weird and almost disrespectful.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's somebody funny.
Who could use a dance lesson from Addison Rae?
Oh, God, so many.
A Dua Lipa.
Trading season's over, ladies.
Oh, trading season's just begun.
It sure has.
Rock the spots, ladies. Well, Addison also talked with Paper Magazine this past week.
That's right.
And she praised Sophie.
She has long been known to be a Sophie fan. It's great. Like, somebody, there's like an update account that posts like what she's listening to on Spotify. And she had always been listening to Sophie.
Oh, she has that public?
Yeah. At least before, maybe a certain level of pre-fame or like lower fame. But people, she had mentioned Sophie before too.
Taste.
She has it. Some people just have it. They're born with it. Yeah, we still haven't had any updates really about the music, but.
The vinyl's out. I kind of want to get it.
Oh, yeah. I pre-ordered that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like she will, the general public will catch up at some point. Uh-huh. They have to.
It's a little bit superficial of us. Heidi Montag, I mean.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Do we think in like 10 years there will be like justice for.
Maybe so.
AR.
For me, I just want that Ellen Von Unwerth like artwork in vinyl form. Like it's so good. It's so girly pop. So.
The girls here get it.
They absolutely do. Well,
you
some
guys
do.
Get it.
Some just can, they literally hear the words Addison Rae and it goes in one ear, out the other. And I, no matter
my God,
how.
There they go again.
There they go again.
But then they listen and they're like, oh, wait.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I was a hater once too.
Yeah.
I hated on Obsessed.
We're born to hate and then we love, love, love.
Yeah. And then it was like in my top 10 most played and I was like, oh, she ate.
Yes, she did.
That's always how it, I was an Ariana hater. I was a Selena Gomez hater. I was a shader, I should say.
Shader.
I always come back around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also in TikTok news, Julia Fox,
yeah,
our social media queen.
Yeah, social media correspondent.
Yeah. Just did an interview on a red carpet talking about how she has a ghost in her apartment.
Yeah, her name's Beauty. She lives in the house for pretty much her whole life. There's a shrine for her in the basement.
Yeah, that was the really interesting. I was like, what is this shrine? And like, I'm thinking of Helga, remember?
Yes,
from Hey Arnold.
With the gum shrine.
She had that shrine.
To, mm-hmm. Her son sees her all the time, but she's a nice ghost.
Okay, but see, that's the wild thing about this is like, because they say kids can see things.
Yeah. She says they're not worried about it at all. She's nice. And I believe her.
I believe her too.
Yeah.
And I am telling you right now.
That nice lady over there is not real.
I'm really curious for anyone listening who has kids, because a lot of our listeners do. What would you do if like your kid came up to you and was just like talking to like, it's like, oh, that lady standing in the corner.
Yeah, no, I feel like that happens very often. And people have stories about their kids just being like, oh.
Yeah, or their pets.
Yeah.
Just like suddenly like watching something.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
Hey, who, never say never.
I'm a believer.
Yeah, I can't say no to anything these days. If superficial can chart again, anything can happen in this world. If selfish and superficial can chart, then ghosts can be real.
Yeah. I haven't had a ghost experience in a while.
Hmm.
But something else is haunting my FYP, though.
Uh-oh.
Corporate Erin.
She's back in a big way.
She's
not
back
that she's
in
left.
A
yeah.
really big way.
She's on the news.
Yeah. She's making the press circle.
She is. Circle back. File up with deliverables. Yeah. She... Now she's doing the bit on local news, and she hilariously showed up with a giant mug of coffee, actually.
The lanyards.
That was so good, and the lanyards.
The one interview that she did where the interviewer was like, oh, so what do you like to do for fun? Yeah. She was like, well, when I, you know, like I'm not untying lanyards, so what do I like to do for fun? I think she's so funny.
Absolutely.
Also, the beat.
Mm-hmm.
She was giving beats.
Yes.
On local news.
She was.
Corporate Erin stepped her pussy up for the news. She was giving like, come on.
I know. She honestly, this is one of those things where it's like, if SNL wants to sort of cater to a more modern times, like have a Corporate Erin skit or something.
Oh,
like have her appear on Weekend Update.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like that's how you can kind of incorporate TikTok culture, get that new audience and stuff. I could see it.
They could easily put her in absolutely. Some kind of a skit.
Yeah. Ideas, free ideas.
I find her so funny because she would be the one where she would get a beer at the holiday party mm-hmm. and be like panic buying an Uber at like 8:30 p.m. like, oh, they can't see me drunk, you know?
Uh-huh.
But you know she wants to shake her tits yeah. and like let loose.
Absolutely.
Take those lanyards off, shake her ass, but she can't because she's HR.
I know. She's also super triggering because it does hit a nerve.
Yeah.
If you've worked at all in corporate, it's like, ooh.
Oh, I'm not going to say the username on here because I don't want to draw more attention to it.
Yep, I know what you mean.
But there was a guy who posted a video of a Zoom call that he was on. Mm-hmm. He was like, I thought this was like actually corporate Aaron, and mm-hmm. it was someone giving a speech. I don't know if this was a bit or if this was real.
I think it was a true recording from a Teams meeting.
It was like a recording from a Teams meeting, and it is spot on.
Same inflection, everything.
Spot on.
Well.
Yeah.
It is funny because it's relatable because it's true. So I'm not surprised there are true corporate errands out there.
Yeah.
Because it certainly hits a nerve.
Hit a nerve. Also on TikTok, Paula Cole.
Oh my God.
Legend. Is now on TikTok. And she shared a story about her song, I Don't Wanna Wait.
Iconic song.
Which turns out she owns nothing from the master.
Right. The original version she recorded in the 90s was part of a, she said, terrible, no good, ultra bad recording contract that she signed. This is a tale as old as time. We know our faves have, so she hasn't seen anything from the master of that. So
which
she re-recorded it in 2016, which is before when Taylor did her re-records.
Oh, interesting.
On a 20th
well,
anniversary
JoJo did that
edition.
Before
oh, yeah, that,
Taylor 2.
Yes. Yes. So if you want to use the song for your creative work, she asks that you use her 2016 recorded version. And then there was a follow-up video from that where they started sending that version up the charts.
Yeah. TikTok came through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She pointed out that the song has entered the top 100 iTunes pop charts. And I think that's probably just the beginning. I think it'll build more. Because one thing about the TikTok audience, when they're activated for like a social cause or like a, by the way, I was fucked over with my label deal, they will send that proper song surging up.
Oh,
for
they
her.
Will stream.
Absolutely.
It also has the nostalgia mm-hmm. from Dawson's Creek.
Oh my God.
So all it needs is one good sync placement and you're
honestly,
good.
Honestly, if any of the actors from Dawson's Creek like did something with it, like on TikTok, it would help so much too.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're going to put it on our playlist.
Oh, that's right.
By the way, if you didn't know, we have a weekly playlist.
Legends
where we
only weekly.
Throw all the bops from the week on Spotify as well as Apple Music. So you can check that out.
Well, Paula Cole's a legend. And I do hope, and I did see it in the comments, there is a request for Feel in Love next, which would be iconic for her to do another re-recording of that my favorite and Britney's favorite. If you've seen that scene from Stages, which we've talked about, when she's like getting ready in the backstage at Mexico and she's singing along. Uh-huh. She's like feeling all her oats to that song. It's so good. So we'll wait and see. She's done Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? I mean, legend, legend, legend. Next up by popular demand, Feel in Love. And somebody commented, Britney's favorite. Oh, it's Ben from a friend of the pod wrote Britney's favorite. Love a legend on TikTok.
Put it on an EP and we will support it.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into the new music of the week, do you want more Legends Only every single week? I feel like I sound like Delta Work. Why do I? I'm like. Well,
I love that.
Well, if you do.
Yes.
Every single week after this main episode that you hear here, we do an after show after the show over on patreon.com/legends only, where you can get exclusive access to our after show after every main show, as well as unlock 4 years of bonus content from Salt Lake City recaps to road trips. We have dozens and dozens and dozens of bonus content there. You will also get access to our exclusive Discord community where you can chat with us. And if you are an icon, we just did our 31st icon live chat this past week. It was 4.5 hours long.
Not want to log out.
Well, yeah, I was having fun girls. So we record all of them and we post them so you can listen to it on a replay. This week's was like a 2.5 hour one. And then we just kept going. Mm-hmm. So shout out to our icon supporters who had the after live chat show. Mm-hmm. We were sharing like old high school photos.
Oh, yeah.
And so the girls, oh my God, the photos there that we posted in there. Prom photos. Oh. The suit that I wore. I should never be speaking on high fashion editorial ever again.
On the contrary, I think it gives you all the right to.
So yeah, that is on Patreon. This week, we have a lot to discuss in the after show. We're going to be talking about the Taylor AI drama, Dua Lipa, and we saw Madonna. Mm-hmm. It's basically a double episode every single week. So if you want to go there to support us, it really means a lot. And we hope that we keep entertaining. You can also support by giving us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and a follow. But shall we get into the new music?
We shall.
One song that I wanted to shout out this week by Petite Biscuit. And I feel like this is because I am on like a cozy game kick again, mm-hmm. which is very like 8-bit, relaxing inspired. Mm-hmm. The song is called You Don't Ignore, the AJ remix. It's very the midnight 8-bit vibe, mm-hmm. that kind of nostalgic feel. Yeah.
Loving that. For the cozy gamers out there.
Yeah.
I need to get into that. I think it would definitely like help me unwind.
It's addicting.
Yeah.
We were farming the other day. Right? And it was like, I was like, oh shit, it's late. You just like, it zens you out.
Yeah. There's a reason.
Some of you have seen me play Fortnite. I get very competitive. Mm-hmm. So I just need to relax and farm some tomatoes instead.
Go farm some tomatoes, you bitch.
Yeah.
Also a late breaking one, and I forgot to put it on the sheet. But before we get into the next one, I'm putting it right here. You know her. You love her. We actually mention her every single week. Inna.
Oh, yes.
Has a new bop every New Music Friday. But this week is one called Cheeky. It's in Arabic, English, and Spanish. It's so good.
When are they not?
But this one, I just feel like she's just hitting all the right notes. And she's just a global legend. She's perfect. Queen of Romania and beyond.
Coming to New York soon.
Coming to New York in April. We will be seeing her.
Sun is up.
Hot.
I can do it.
Yes. So shout out to Inna. Although it's every week is a shout out to Inna.
I know. I have this love on.
Oh, yeah.
Repeat. Like, I'm like, wait, I'm still. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a fun show.
Oh, my God. It will. That's her Eras tour. She's going to have to do 80 hours of hits.
Oh, and it'll be just constant dancing the whole time.
Yeah.
I've never been to that venue.
The Sony Theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cute.
Slay.
Small. It's cute.
Well, this next song has certainly... We're in the middle of it still.
We're in the middle of it.
Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion's back with a new song called Hiss.
She sure is.
And she bit.
She bit. And, well, I want to be fully uninvolved and watching from afar. As this plays out, I will say, however, the timeline's very entertaining right now.
Mm-hmm. The cobra was poked and the cobra bit back.
And
she didn't miss. I'll say that.
The shady tweets. Yes, I was looking at the shady tweets.
Shady?
What?
I don't know about that.
The fans, I mean.
Oh, yes.
I have been scrolling.
You look stupid. You look so goddamn stupid. I wish you could know how stupid you look.
It was bad for her.
Rat!
It was really bad for her. And yes, I was sharing the shady post towards her.
Oh.
She's tired.
I know.
See, when we do clownery, the clown comes back to bite.
I can't believe you just played the whole song.
So I gotta be real with you guys. You look like f***ing clowns.
You're not a mother. You have no idea what's
right. Really? I don't have any idea.
No. Oh.
Icons like your grandmother.
Oh. And that's the tea.
Here's the thing. I didn't. No one could say I said anything. That's the thing. I'm like,
I am not saying anything. All I'm saying is, oh wow.
I don't want to slay her.
It's
which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Well,
where do we go from here?
Where do we go? I feel like we let this play out because I feel like we're definitely in the middle of something.
I'm not getting involved.
I'm not getting involved.
It's that Gemma Collins meme.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I'm not getting involved. I just want to be me.
But she looked great in the video.
Megan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, eight.
Yeah.
Eight, the video ate her up.
I think, yes. So, yes.
Hotties rise up. Anyway.
Manga.
Yeah, I think I've gone through pretty much everything I wanted to press on
well,
here.
Well, from hotties to Heidi's.
Oh, literally multiple, plural.
We need to talk about two outsider pop queens, both named Heidi.
Yeah, what the hell happened? I mean, we say this every week, but like truly, what the fuck is going on? It's only the fourth week of 2024. Can we relax, everybody?
No, we are out of control again. I mean, it was the full moon.
Oh, it was the full moon. Yeah. I gotta say.
It was moon and hard this week.
She was full.
Yeah.
And fucking with everybody.
She was.
She fucked with me. Yep. She fucked with the charts.
She did.
I believe it.
She pulled our collective ponies.
Literally.
Yanked.
She yanked the tides and our wigs.
Yes. She really did this time.
I think it's real.
The moon? I won't argue with that. It is a real thing in the
sky. If she can do that to the sea, imagine what she can do to the brain.
Oh, yeah.
And she did.
She sure did. No smooth brain, no thoughts here anyway.
I know. But every time I have like a bad day, I'm like, that checks out.
Well, if the moon's visible, it's a bad day.
It was pretty last night, actually.
It actually was, yeah.
Anyway, the Heidis.
The Heidis are here.
Well, you need your sunglasses at night to block the moon.
You sure do. So bright. Miss Heidi Klum here with the unexpected theme song for Germany's Next Top Model. Sunglasses at Night cover/interpolation.
Produced by Tiesto.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Actually shocking.
Wonderland Chanteuse.
Photography by Rankin. Produced by Tiesto. Pulling out the big bucks. Got this big press release as well. She's taken many paths throughout her career. Supermodel, businesswoman, fashion designer, host, producer, and now...
singer.
She proves once again with her new song that she's always in the mood to sing and dance. The single is the title track for the upcoming season of Germany's Next Top Model, produced by Tiesto. And it is an update to the Corey Hart 1983 dance new wave song. Heidi says... I was thinking about the moment in the middle of the night at a party when you have been up way too late, your makeup has melted off, you are sweaty and cross-eyed, and all you crave is a pair of sunglasses. That scene reminds me of the iconic 80s hit, Sunglasses at Night. I am beyond ecstatic that I was able to remix and re-record this track with my EDM hero, Tiesto. What an honor. And Tiesto said, Heidi's a great friend. So naturally, it was a lot of fun to work on this one together. We were hanging out, and when she shared her idea to remake the original hit, and I wanted to help her on the production. I love how this track turned out, and I'm super excited for her in this release. So they're besties, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I liken it to when our actress faves do something like a faster Kill Pussycat, Brittany Murphy, Paul Oakenfold.
Ooh.
Something like that.
Leighton Meester.
Bop. I mean, I don't
Bare Naked.
Think it's bad Bop. By any means.
No.
It's like good.
You could throw this on and like not know it was Heidi Klum.
Totally. I think she has a perfectly passable voice that could do like dance bops.
Yeah, well, clearly.
Clearly.
Also, her Christmas song is a bop.
Yeah. Her
I'll
debut single, Wonderland.
I had it on, I had a ringtone of it.
It was it was also for all proceeds for that Christmas song went to a children's charity in her German hometown.
Well, I contributed to that.
I think this is cool. I've always liked when an actress or a personality is like, you know what? I want to be a pop star.
Like, why not?
Why not? And some of them even contribute up to $2 million to create their own albums.
So do you guys love clubbing? Are you dancers?
Miss Heidi Montag. But first, let me talk to you about Causebox.
If you have not heard our interview, yes, where we guested on
Make Spidey Famous Again,
yeah,
the Heidi and Spencer pod.
In like the midst of the pandemic.
In the midst of the pandemic. It was quite a wild ride. It's why we have some of the soundboard sounds here.
Yeah.
We were discussing the making of Superficial and how much we enjoyed the album, but I don't think I'll Do It was bopping the way it even was after that interview.
No.
It was, it took off
we
after.
We did like a Superficial appreciation.
A deep dive. They so saw it, were flattered, had us on.
Invited us on. And then like last year, mm-hmm, was when I'll Do It really started to take off.
It's crazy. I don't want to say.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
Yeah.
It's just nice to feel validated.
It is.
You know?
Well, Heidi is doing her own From the Vaults project. First, she brought out Bad Boy, which she talked about last year. And now we've got one of the earliest demos she's ever recorded, which is Touch Me, which leaked all the way back in 2007.
Oh, yeah.
Early.
Still on YouTube, the leak.
Yeah.
But now you don't need to listen to that because it's out.
Because it's out officially from the Superficial Vault. Yep. Ended up covering this on my site. And let's just say they noticed.
Your email from your website,
oh, yes,
that went out, mm-hmm, which, by the way, shout out to Brad's website, mewmuse.com. Oh. There is an email subscription,
yes,
that you can put your
subscribe
email in
to,
and it emails you. That's how I found out about Superficial 2.
Yes. Oh, I'm
from
glad.
The headline. The email that went out.
Yes. Very casually, Heidi and Spencer announced Superficial 2. They're in the studio with some songwriters, the engineer who worked on Doja's album.
Oh.
And like an interesting array of people. She's fully in a like expensive studio writing and recording. And I guess because of this continued success of I'll Do It and Superficial streaming, over 1 million monthly listeners at this point.
Wow.
They're going for it. And I don't know how much we can say, but we're definitely, just as we were on the podcast, in talks about who we think she should work with.
Hmm.
So
who should she work with?
Who should she work
with? I don't know.
With? Just wondering.
Hmm.
Who knows? It would only be a delight to be a paid off insider actual for the Heidi project. So let's see.
Yeah.
To be continued.
A bop is a bop.
Bop is a bop. But yes, Touch Me is out. It's one of the first songs for the album she was doing at the time, produced by David Foster, a.k.a. Yolanda Hadid's ex and Catherine McPhee's current husband, and co-written by Cara Diaguardi of American Idol judge fame and also legend,
like, legendary
of Dignity,
songwriter.
Breakaway, Blackout, you name it. As we talked about in our special Superficial deep dive, she just very incredibly paid for the top songwriters, like Kathy Dennis, Cara. Hey, who wouldn't?
Exactly.
Like, it's very Trisha Paytas. Just like, yeah, I bought like $10 million worth, yeah, of music videos.
She's like, I spent all my money on a music video. I wanted to be Britney Spears.
Yeah. So cool.
Freaky is such a good music video.
It is.
And it's literally Britney inspired.
Yep.
Like,
yep,
the criminal look.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please. I could deep dive all day.
Yeah, I was trying to get back into the where we were at that time when this leaked, and I was reading some of the blogs from when it leaked, and she had been going around saying like she wanted to emulate Britney, Heidi said at the time, and all the YouTube comments from like 2010 were like, I can't believe she tried to be Britney. It's just, it brought me back. It's just,
no one,
like,
audience,
wow,
appreciated it though.
Which?
Oh no, they didn't.
Oh yeah.
Do you guys remember? I don't feel like we've ever talked about Oh No They Didn't.
Maybe, but yeah.
Maybe.
They're still around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a live journal called Oh No They Didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's user generated. Mm-hmm. So like you could submit a post and then they would either like approve it or deny it.
Yep.
I had like a post or two up there once.
Same.
When I met the Housewives of New Jersey.
Yep.
My post got approved. Mm-hmm. And it's like me with Caroline Manzo and Teresa and Jacqueline. Like, actually it's at the theater that's over there.
Oh my God.
But I feel like that audience,
yeah,
appreciated it.
Completely. I mean, it's very expected for the general public to be like, meh.
Yeah.
But like, the ones who get it, get it. And I mean, of course, we have Paris, who similarly did the socialite reality whatever to pop star Pipeline. And Heidi did it a few years later. And similarly, Paris was sort of reappraised over the years. I think Heidi is being like reassessed. I mean, whatever. Those are good pop songs.
Exactly.
One More Drink, like More is More.
Superficial, the actual title track. Superficial.
Body Language.
Oh, Body Language. I wonder if they would do another sample.
Well, we do know that she collaborated with Slater, and last year Slater gave an interview saying they did try and sample Gimme More or do a remix of it, but it was too expensive.
Okay.
But go for a cheaper song then.
Yeah, because the Body Language is Yazoo. Mm-hmm. There's another, I'll show you what okay. I'm...
We could just forward it along now that we've got a direct line.
Maybe. Wow.
But I mean, in this time where people are complaining about Interpolation Nation and everyone, you know, borrowing from these songs, it wouldn't be out of line for Heidi to do her own.
No. Also, like, sampling's been around forever.
Yeah. I think there's a certain...
Oversaturation.
Yeah. It's been forever.
We could start
course.
Digging deeper back.
Yeah, maybe that might be the issue, is like, these are still very top of mind songs that people are borrowing from.
Where yeah, it's like, that only came out like 10 years ago or something.
Yeah, like take like a, I don't know, a doo-wop song or some, just a melody from something a little more further back.
Vintage.
Something vintage. A little artsy fartsy, Left Lane. In any case, we're excited to see what comes next because, yes, Superficial 2 is coming. So, stranger things have happened, and you can't even say what it's going to do because we didn't think I'll Do It would be a hit
right.
14 years later. So,
the rest is still unwritten.
Which is slaying its own way through the charts as well, currently. Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh.
Unwritten is soaring at the moment. And she just did an interview with Official Charts. We've got Sophie Ellis Bextor, Natasha Bedingfield. Just like having these crazy resurgences.
Yeah, the Sophie Ellis is like...
It's everywhere.
And it just goes off.
It always does. It always does. I've heard it out like pretty much every time I've gone out this week.
Yeah.
It's truly just taking off.
Because it's very Jessie Ware Dua. Like mm-hmm. It fits in with everything that is current now.
Totally.
Just blends in.
I'm really happy for her. Speaking of, actually, we've got even more to discuss.
We do. It's now time for the after show, ladies.
That's right.
We've
We're going to head
stuff
on over
coming up.
To the after show Illusions Lounge.
And I'm going to give Brad my Madonna review.
Oh, yes.
My thoughts.
I'm very excited to hear this.
My experience. And also the Taylor Swift AI saga.
Uh-huh.
We'll discuss that as well. Over on the after show, which you can find on Patreon. Oh, and next week is the Grammys.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's the Super Bowl. Then it's... the Oscars.
Uh-huh.
So we've got, yeah.
Watch me crash the stage and be like, Margot deserves.
No.
I'll have a complete turn of opinion and now be like, no, she did deserve it.
Yeah, we've got a lot coming up, you guys.
We sure do.
Have Just... they announced all the Grammy performers yet or no?
No, barely. I feel like there's only been three so far announced. I think it's Dua, Billy, Olivia.
Oh.
Now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there will be more. Plenty more. So,
did you see that RuPaul Instagram of like Olivia Rodrigo and Tate McRae like in front of the Drag Race billboard? I was like, I see you girls or something. Love you girls. Forget.
I did it, but that's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you all for joining us for another week. But the conversation is not over. We'll see you in the after show. We will see you on Discord. We'll see you on Instagram.
And until next time.
We will
see you
soon.
I'll do it.
Ugh. She needs to do like a Heidi's version, re-record that.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.